That's in 1937, October 20th, in Krakow. Do you know the place of Krakow? The place to the Pope. Krakow, he was the bishop of Krakow, I think. Wojtyla, yeah. Oh my God, let everything that is in me praise you, my Lord and Creator. And with every beat of my heart, I want to praise you unfathomable mercy. I want to tell souls of your goodness and encourage them to trust in the mercy. That is my mission, which you yourself entrusted to me, O Lord, in this life and in the life to come. You know, we have the relics of Faustina in the chapel in one of the fathers of the Polish father there, no? In Calhoun side. I asked him the permission, since they have the relics of Divine Mercy Sunday, so we cannot borrow it. So after that, we asked him to share with us the relics of Faustina. So probably that week, we go to take the invite Merrick to come here. So the third week we can have the relics here with Faustina together. You like it? Yeah. So next Sunday, since it's Easter Sunday, so there's no vigil, no adoration. Morning, since we don't have. You want to have sharing also, or no? Easter Sunday next week. Since we don't have the overnight adoration, because there's a special liturgy, no? So you want to all early morning? Huh? You want the early morning also share, or holiday that day? Huh? Don't consider myself. You want it. You want to have. We can start adoration that time when. Can you come?
Yeah.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no overnight, because it's special liturgy, and then you know, just we have adoration until 11 o'clock, and then rest. And then, okay. We are beginning at an 8-day retreat today. Jesus, my Master, help me to make these holy retreat exercises with the greatest fervor possible. May your Spirit guide me, O Lord, into the most profound depths of knowledge of yourself and of my own self as well. For I shall love you only as much as I shall come to know you, and I shall despise myself only as much as I shall come to know my misery. I know, Lord, that you will not refuse me your help. I decide to come out of this retreat a saint, even though human eyes will not notice this, nor even those of the superiors. I abandon myself entirely to the action of your grace. Let your will be accomplished entirely in me, O Lord. Friday. Jesus says, my daughter, this retreat will be an uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring you into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet, close to my merciful heart. You will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on the holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. Follow the will of the God the Father. So, no matter what we are doing, as far as it's the will of the Father, it's pleasing to the Lord. No sacrifices can be compared to this. So you don't need to have the special sacrifice. Do what you have to do. Do what you're cooking, and that's a beautiful sacrifice. More than you fast the whole day, cook well, because the will of God. Does it sound good? Sometimes you cannot fast so much, at least you do the other part well. Throughout all the exercise, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose of your whole life as I see fit. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak a single word which will trouble you. That means all the words Jesus will inspire the priest to tell, at least for Faustina to hear. Then she says, "My Jesus, I have already made two meditations, and I recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I'm experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the vigor of my conscience. That is to say that I am always doing your will, O Lord." In the meditation, the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the more perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures taken together cannot take the place for me of my Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweet heart of my God. I am in the wilderness with my beloved. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with him. Jesus, you yourself has designed to lay the foundations of my sanctity, as my cooperation has not amounted to much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of greater things, because my heart is of itself so weak. And this is why I have asked you, O my Master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but to cut away whatever might hold me back from this path of love. I did not understand you, Lord, in the times of sorrow, when you were effecting your work in my soul. But today, I understand you and rejoice in my freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has seen it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I have come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me, and therefore my gratitude to my God knows no bounds. Second day, as I was meditating on the sin of the angels and the immediate punishment, I asked Jesus why the angels had not punished as soon as they had sinned. I asked Jesus why the angels had been punished as soon as they had sinned. No time for repentance then. I heard a voice. Because of their profound knowledge of God, no person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. Nevertheless, to me, who am so miserable, you have shown me mercy, O God, and this time and time again, you carry me in the bosom of your mercy and forgive me every time that I ask your forgiveness with a contrite heart. So we are fortunate to have time to repent, right? The time. We have many chances. But after life, you know, you have to. We don't know when. That's why Jesus asked you to prepare yourself. How do you know when's the time? And all the parables, there's one parable, the time, long time, so I can eat and well and beat the other. Da, 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 da. When the master come, many times we take the chances, but chances doesn't have too much chance. Don't take chance. Are you sure you will still alive tomorrow? Huh? Who knows? You may say never happened any great accidents in this area. Many times stupid things happen. Some car Not because of them, the man might be, when he drinks something, he see this way to that way, and then the brake and the put on the accelerator. It happens many times. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to its rays, that its love may effect a complete transformation in me. I want to come out of this retreat a saint, and this in spite of everything, that is to say, in spite of my righteousness. I want to become a saint and I trust that God's mercy can make a saint even out of such misery as I am, because I'm utterly in good will. In spite of all my defeats, I want to go on fighting like a holy soul and to comport myself like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul who is holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul, with my eyes fixed on you, Jesus, stretched out on the cross, and a model of my actions. I used to look around me for examples and found nothing which sufficed, and I noticed that my state of holiness seemed to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Lord. You are, for me, the best guides. I'm confident that you will bless my efforts. In the meditation of sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. I feel within my soul a great aversion for even the smallest sin. However, the eternal truth I have been meditating on do not bring even a shadow of disturbance or unrest into my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, my contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transports of the heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving the Eucharist causes no feeling, but brings me to a depth of union where my love and God's love are fused together as one. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing, and I redoubled my prayers. In this profound silence, I'm better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my misery and the vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. I expose my heart to the action of your grace, like crystal exposed to the rays of the sun. May your image be reflected in it, O my God, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in the heart of a creature. Let your divinity radiate through me, O you who dwell in my soul. As I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation, I felt a torrent of graces gushing into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. As I write these words, I hear the cry of Saturn. She is writing everything, She's writing everything. She's writing everything. And because of this, we are losing so much. Do not write about the goodness of God. He is just. And howling with fury, he vanished. So even when she writes, the devil is attacking her. Don't write. So he's afraid. O merciful God, you do not despise us, but lavish your graces on us continuously. You make us fit to enter your kingdom, and in your goodness, you grant that human beings may feel the graces vacated by the ungrateful angels. O God of great mercy, who turn to secret gates away from the rebellious angels and turned it upon contrite men. Praise and glory be to your unfathomable mercy, O God, who do not despise the lowly heart. My Jesus, despite these graces which you sent upon me, I feel that my nature, ennobled thought to be, is not completely stilled, and so I keep a constant watch. I must struggle with many faults, knowing well that it is not a struggle which debases me, but cowardice and failure. When one's health is poor, there is much one has to bear. For when one is ill, but not in bed, one is not considered to be ill. For many reasons, therefore, there are constant occasions of sacrifices, and sometimes big ones. So at times when you are sick, but you still can work, and you suffer more, you better go to the hospital, then everybody come to see you. But when you are still working alive, but sick, and then you suffer more. That's what Stina is experiencing, no? When she still can out of the bed, so why don't you do that? Why don't you go there? Why don't you do that? No. She is weak, completely weak. The time she is asking the superior to go to bed, no? At times, she didn't have the permission. So other sisters are pointing to her, why don't? I understand now that only in eternity will many things be revealed. So until now, we don't see much. Only in heaven, we'll see whatever happened. Ah, that's why. Shall we meet in heaven? You want to meet there? Up or down? Huh? So making effort, huh? The other part of angels, no, the angels, the devils, they won't allow us to go there. They go up, always tearing us down. Gravity of the devil. But I also understand that if God demands a sacrifice, he does not withhold his grace, but give it to the soul in abundance. So do some sacrifice is okay, because still always the grace. Always the grace. My Jesus, let my sacrifice burn before your throne in all silence, but with the full force of love, as I beg you to have mercy on souls. Third day, is time? Okay. Last part. Third day, in a meditation on death, I prepared myself as if for real death, examined my conscience, and searched all my affairs at the approach of death, and thanks be to grace, my affairs were directed towards the ultimate goal. This filled my heart with great gratitude to God, and resolved to serve my God even more faithfully in the future. One thing alone is necessary, to put my old self to death and begin a new life. That's what St. Paul says, no? Put away the old self and put on a new self. In the morning, I prepare to receive Holy Communion as if it were to be the last in my life. So today you can consider, today is the last Mass we will attend. The last time we receive Holy Communion. And then by tonight, we will see the Lord and see how you receive Holy Communion then. And then going to Jesus, where your heart is not there. There must be one day, the last day of our life. Of course, we expect when you are 99. But still, when you're 99, you still hope to be 101, you know. I prepare to receive Holy Communion as if it were to be the last in my life. And after Holy Communion, I brought before my imagination my actual death. And I said the prayers for the dying and then the profundis. For my own soul, my body was lowered into the grave. And I said to my soul, see what has become of your body, a heap of dirt, teeming with vermin, that is your inheritance. Have you seen the film Dr. Zhivago? Long time ago. Dr. Zhivago. Huh? Have you seen? Nobody seen. No, because there's one camera. The death of the mother of Dr. Zhivago when he was a young boy, no? So the camera is from the coffin, going up. So make it, so the people is putting dust, the soil upon the coffin, and so the camera is you, as if you were in the tomb, and the mud just flowing down. So it kind of, you know, as if he was, she was imagining when she died, and on the tomb, we are nothing. The body, of course, you're beautiful, but it's not lasting. Lasting is the Lord. Okay, we say the chapter Divine Mercy.
Eternal Father.